Wall Street is looking to bid adieu to a miserable week, month, and quarter. The Dow fell 500 points, 1.7% to trade at 28,725. The S&P 500 slid 1.5%. NASDAQ tumbled 1.5%. There's no denying the September swoon came with a vengeance. For the month, the Dow was down 8.8%. Not only was it the worst month since March 2020, right when the pandemic began, it was the worst since the Dow's September of 2002. The S&P fell 9% for the month. That was the worst September since 2008. That was the heart of the financial crisis. All 11 sectors capped the month off on a down note. All 11. Real estate and technology were among the worst performers. And of course, we had higher rates, and that really killed the real estate investment trust business. And as investors look ahead to the upcoming earnings season, there's not a lot of optimism out there. Companies that are reporting third quarter results early are generally disappointing. We've already heard about currency headwinds, excess inventory, declining delivery volume from the likes of FedEx, Nike. Micron also didn't give very good guidance either. Many strategists are convinced earnings estimates will have to come down and possibly go negative for the third and fourth quarters. That hasn't happened yet, but we'll see. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Bob Pisani.